Orpheus was very popular in Baroque opera. It has all the ingredients needed for gripping theatre. Love, a wedding, tragic death, a journey into the underworld. And added to this, there is the central theme of the power of music. Orpheus is able to tame Cerberus and move the cold-hearted Hades through his skills as a musician. But there is a problem with the story. It has a tragic ending. Despite the treacherous descent into the underworld, Orpheus and Eurydice are separated for a second time, just as they're about to leave the underworld. A little sigh from Eurydice causes Orpheus to look back, the one thing he's not allowed to do, and she's spirited away back into the depths of the underworld. It gets worse. Orpheus ends his life on Earth by being brutally murdered by enraged Bacchante. A Baroque opera might have tragic moments, but there's generally a happy ending, or lieto fine, as it was known. So librettists came up with various alternative endings to the myth. Orpheus was exalted into the heavens, reunited with Eurydice in her mortal form, or at least consoled by the god Apollo. An interesting approach to the ending appears in Rossi's opera performed in Paris in 1647. This substantial opera cost an enormous amount of money to produce due to the extensive scenery requiring 200 carpenters. The plot was extended and includes many of the Greek gods, so 18 solo singers were required. At the end, when Orpheus is parted from Eurydice the second time, he despairs, but Jupiter offers him consolation. Eurydice will be turned into a constellation of stars, as will be Orpheus's lyre. Mercury then arrives to explain that the lyre actually represents the fleur-de-lis and sings praises to the young Louis XIV. Not surprising that the opera took 6 hours. Here are two contrasting moments from Rossi's Orfeo. Dorme beglo chi dormite, when the chorus sings about the power of sleep, and All'Imperio d'Amore, in which the chorus and Eurydice celebrate the joys of love. Soprano Imoque Barath sings with the choir of the Swiss television and radio, and I Barocchisti.
Thank you.
That was Rossi's Orfeo, Dormite Beglio Che Dormite, and also All'Imperio d'Amore, sung by Imoke Barath with the Swiss Television and Radio and I Barocchisti. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.